Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Cody Ross, Coach Cody Ross. Now, how do you like that? I know we saw you in spring training. You always have a smile on your face, but you seem like you enjoyed that, and it seems like you're enjoying what you're doing out here.
I am. You know, it's got a nice ring to it, Coach Cody Ross. It's been great. I've had a blast working with all the other coaches, and then obviously the players. It's been a real treat. It's been a lot of different guys out in left field, some in right now, with some injuries that we've had. But it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of great work. And finally starting to see some good results out of these guys. And, you know, that's all we can do is just keep working with them.
What's the main thing you're trying, especially with the young guys, trying to give to them? Is it on the field? Is it playing defense here? Is it mentality?
I think it's all of that. You know, I talked to him about everything you just mentioned. Having confidence when they go out there. You know, a lot of times, younger guys, they come up and they see that third deck up there and they go, "Oh man, this is crazy." You know, and then all of a sudden they sort of lose focus, and just kind of bringing it back down and just playing the game like the game that they've always played, and doing it the way they've been doing it their whole career, you know, short career. Help out any way that I can. If a guy has a trouble going back on balls, we'll work on that as much as we can. If he has a trouble coming in on balls, whatever. A lot of it is just sitting there and talking with them and having them ask questions and trying to just be somebody that I think can feel like they can come and talk to and somebody that's not so far removed from the game that they can trust me and know that, you know, I haven't forgot how hard it is.
I remember in spring training we talked about some of the kids you were working with, Slater, Duggar. What did you think of that group? We haven't seen them yet, but it does seem like for the first time these guys have some athletic kids who are coming up here.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's exciting time. We got a lot of really good young prospects coming up, and the guys you mentioned, Slater and Duke Duggar, and some really talented guys that are going to help this organization out for a while.
That's a wrap, boy.
And I'm excited about it. I actually want to look forward to helping them and working with them again at some point, maybe even this year. It's definitely a buzz around, coaching staff, the organization that, it's nice to have young, good, solid players coming up. It's comforting.
We saw Mac has come up this week. When you look at the physical tools there and what he can be, I mean, what would you like him to get better at? And where does he need to make those improvements to kind of live up to the potential that we've seen, since he was in A-ball?
I think both him and Parker just having that confidence that they've always had. Sometimes when you get up here, certain things happen, you struggle, and you'll find yourself not playing a game because you're struggling. Well, that doesn't happen in the minor leagues. In the minor leagues, you just play, and they let you ride it out no matter if you're struggling or doing well because they just want you to get at bats and get reps. Well, up here, it's all about winning. So if you're struggling, you're not producing, you're not playing well, you sit on the bench, or you take a couple days, and you know, just trying to get you know, them to understand that, you know, this is a business and it's about winning, and you know, you got to take the good with the bad, and you know, just get maybe a little better at that, because the talent for those, both of those guys are there. You know, just the confidence and knowing that they can do it, and do it on a consistent basis is probably the main thing.
You're maybe, I guess, one of the good luck charms here this week. You got here, they start winning, but you've been on good teams, you've been on bad teams. What do you do when you have a start the way these guys have? And it is just everything's going wrong. I mean, how does the clubhouse handle the concept of we're a bad team right now, or we're trying to turn it around, or something like that?
You know, it's everyone in there is a professional, and they all are trying to do the best they possibly can and go out, and each person is trying to do their job. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But the last thing you could do is you start off bad is get down and start pointing fingers and start putting blame and having a bad attitude. The one thing that you can do is control your attitude and your effort, and I think that's the, you know, the main thing that these guys are doing now is they're putting forth the effort and they're playing the game the right way. They're playing hard, and you know, we're finally seeing some results. But you know, I remember in 2006 we started off the season 11-27, and come All-Star break we were two games back in the wild card. So it can change on a dime, and you know, just a few good winning streaks here and there and you're right back in it. You get to 500 and you know, you're right back in the mix of things. So we're not too far off from that. I mean, we got a really talented team, and if we can get some guys back off injury and you know, get this thing rolling, it should be a fun stretch down the way.
When you are 11-27, the guys in there start looking around and start thinking maybe, you know, a rebuild is coming, maybe we're going to be selling here, maybe I won't be here in 2 months?
Yeah, I mean, the obviously all those things sort of creep in your mind, because you know, it's hard not to read or listen to the media or the TV. And
yeah, we do a good job of burying you guys,
man.
Pretty quick. It's time to sell. Yeah.
So you know, it's tough not to, but you know, those are the things that nobody in there can control. That's all, you know, above. Well, I can't say above their pay scale, because yeah. You know,
you're
what I mean.
You're not making the decision, though. Yeah,
you're not making the decision. So what they can't, like I said, what they can't control is going out and doing their job and doing it how they are supposed to. And you know, whether that happens or whether they, you know, go out and add somebody, if they get back into it, there's nothing that, you know, those guys can do. They can just go out and play and play it hard. So, but definitely, you know, it's definitely creeps in their mind. And, you know, am I going to get traded? Am I going to be here? Are they going to, you know, am I going to get sent out? Or, you know, all those things. I'd be lying if I said that they don't creep in anybody's mind.
I was going to say that pay scale changed even during your career when you played long enough that it got pretty crazy by the end there.
Oh, yeah.
Does it make that, you know, injuries, I know, towards the end of your career, does it, you kind of look up at 33, 34 and go, maybe I can go one more year, or is it just physically too hard to do?
I think everybody's bodies at some point let you know, like, all right, this is it. And when I was 34 and I got released by the A's, it was like, you know what, this is the end of the road. And I talk to guys that are in really good shape and that are like could still compete, but for some reason they can't get a job. And I don't know how that would make me feel if I couldn't, you know, get a job and I felt physically able to perform at a high level. I mean, that would be terrible. But I knew it was over for me. So, but you know, I mean, the guys in there, I mean, there's some, you know, like you look around and it's like, you know, I'm sure some of the doubt is going through, you know, some of those guys' mind, whether it be, you know, going back to AAA or, you know, trying to stick in the big leagues or, you know, the end of the career. I mean, all those things creep in your mind as a player. But you just got to forget about them and go out and do your job and and enjoy doing what you love to do your entire life.
So we've seen you out here. I know you're in the Scottsdale area. I imagine playing a lot of golf. Or what do you do with the rest of your free time now that you... The one benefit, I mean, injuries force you out, but you did get to retire at a young age and be in your mid-30s and kind of enjoy life.
Yeah, so I do, you're right. I love to play golf. I play golf a lot, as much as I can. But the main thing I enjoy doing is spending a lot of time with my family. I coach my 10-year-old son's baseball team, which has been a blast. My daughter's in competitive cheer competition. She's 8 years old, and we're traveling all over to different things to go watch her perform, and that's awesome too. And then I have a 2.5-year-old son who's a job in itself, and his little personality is incredible. So I'm busy. I have a lot of fun doing it, and you know, family and baseball is basically consuming my life right now. And I guess there's no better thing for me than that.
When you're sitting at home, how often do you pull up the 2010 World Series video or any of those highlights? You can be honest.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I've probably done it, you know, maybe a handful of times from then till now. And it's always after, like, you know, I have like a bottle of wine, and then I like start looking on, you know, YouTube. I'm like, wow, let's watch some more videos.
Who's that guy? I remember I thought you said in spring training maybe that somebody said you had the best week of your career or something like that in the postseason. And that's not a bad way to go.
Aubrey Huff used to say that. He would tell me, you had one good week in your career. you spent 10 years in the big leagues and had one good week.
It's perfectly timed.
Perfectly timed.
You know, you're always the comparison of when we see what Marco did in 2012.
Right.
And do you get a kick out of that, kind of being the Cody Ross? I mean, it's the Travis
Etchikawa.
Who's going to be the next guy?
Guy, right. Yeah, I do. I mean, it's, you know, I guess you call it the unsung hero or whatever they call it. I don't know what the terminology is. But, yeah, I mean, even, you know, you see it on TV, guys talking about who's going to be the guy to step up and, you know, the guy that, you know, nobody really expects to do it. So I do. I get a kick out of it. And, you know, I one of my favorite is I told Mark, I saw Marco Scudero this offseason, and I was like, man, I felt like I did something special, but I really enjoyed watching you and your time, man. You, every time it seemed like you came to the plate, he came up with a big knock, and then I told him, I said, my favorite thing I've ever seen in baseball is when it was raining and he was like, had his hands up in the air. I said, that memory sticks in my mind, like, even more so than mine, you know? So it's pretty pretty neat to see.
That was, I think, the loudest I've ever heard it here, because it got louder and louder as the rain got heavier. And those guys just had fun with it. And you see Sergio digging in on the mound and trying to get his grip. So it was one of those. That, to me, is also one of those games I think we won't forget.
Definitely. I have no question about that.
Well, Cody, I appreciate you taking the time. It's been fun having you in spring training and here. And I'm sure we'll see much more of you as Coach Cody.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
All right, Alex, you got it, buddy.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.